The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus says, I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already ablaze. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and with what constraint I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided. Three against two, two against three, they will be divided. Father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. Jesus also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain. And so it happens. When you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat. And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. We left a little early this morning, make our way from our house here to Grace, because we knew that there would be more traffic on the highway with people going to the Superdome for this afternoon's game. There is nothing like being inside the Superdome, is there? And it's even better when the Saints are winning. There's an energy and there's an excitement in that huge building which you rarely experience elsewhere. The only thing even better to me is a packed church. As on Christmas Eve or Easter Sunday. Even if you don't like crowds, there are times when that's half the joy, as they generate so much energy and enthusiasm, especially this year, the 50th anniversary of the building of the Superdome. Who here has ever played in a game in the Superdome? Anybody? Who here has been in a marching band, perhaps, in the Superdome? There we go. All right. Who has been inside the Superdome for other reasons, like as spectators? Yes. I imagine, if you've ever been in the Superdome, or a game and the like, you know what a thrill that is. But I imagine if you're in the game itself and the place is packed, you're probably too busy doing what you're there for than to pay much attention to the crowd. You might even be oblivious to all those spectators until the game is over and you try to find your way to the parking lot. Well, the writer of today's second reading, a letter to the Hebrews, doesn't want us oblivious, but wants us to know that we are surrounded by a huge crowd of spectators. That's right. He calls them a cloud of witnesses. And because football hadn't been invented yet in the first century when this was written, the author likens our activity to a track and field event, saying, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, more about them in a moment, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. This passage already made a tremendous impression on me back in high school because I could imagine a stadium filled with spectators as athletes made their way down the track, sprinting towards the finish line with a crowd cheering them on. And our text says, we are those athletes. And the great cloud of witnesses are all of those that have gone before us in the faith. A bunch of them are identified in today's letter to the Hebrews. Some are mentioned by name. The folks who passed through the Red Sea, led by Moses. Those who marched around Jericho until the walls came down. Rahab, who hid the Israelite spies, Caleb and Joshua, when they went to scout out the promised land. Judges of Israel, Gideon, Barak. Yes, that's right. Barak is an Old Testament name of a judge. Samson, Jephthah, King David, the prophet Samuel, and all the people of God who came before and after them. All of those whose earthly run is over, but who are now part of that great cloud of witnesses cheering us on as we run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Do you ever sense them all looking down on you from heaven? By the way, this passage answers the common question about whether folks in heaven see us. Apparently so. Now, Jeremiah has this reminder in today's first reading in which God says, am I a God nearby, says the Lord, and not a God far off? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? Well, we've always known that he sees and hears us at all times and in all places. But the fact that all the faithful people of God who have finished their course on earth are now also watching and supporting us in ours, well, that's encouraging, isn't it? The author reminds us that they too lived by faith alone and often had to put that faith into action, passing through the Red Sea, marching around Jericho, even, here comes the list, through faith conquered kingdoms, ministered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, it must be Daniel, quenched raging fire, three men in the fiery furnace, escaped that edge of the storm, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Well, others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins, sheep and goats, destitute. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves, holes in the ground. These are the ones who make up a great cloud of witnesses. They're not the ones getting us through our race, however. It's true, they're encouraging us and cheering us on, but we're not looking back, and we're not looking up at the spectators in the stands. We're looking to the one who is ahead of us and leading us, Jesus. Here's how the passage ends. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Looking to Jesus, not just because he sets the pace for us, not only because he's on the same team leading us forward, but because he has already won the race for us. You see, he's leading us in a victory. We're not competing with other runners, but celebrating with them because of Christ's triumph for us over sin and death. He endured the cross for the sake of the joy that was set before him and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. So, we keep running till we finish our course, knowing that we've already been guaranteed a place on the winner's stand with Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.